I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. South Africa is suspending its full rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine after a study showed disappointing results against the local variant of coronavirus. The study showed the vaccine could protect against severe cases of the South African variant, but offered only limited protection against milder infections. A vaccination programme had been due to begin next week. From Johannesburg, here's Nomsa Maseko.
1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine arrived last week to much fanfare, triggering a wave of hope that the delay in South Africa's vaccination program was finally dealt with. But there's now renewed concern after questions were raised about the expiry date of the vaccine in just 2 months' time. South Africa is now in the process of expediting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which studies indicate to be more effective against the new variant.
The authorities in Haiti say they've foiled a coup against President Jovenel Moïse, arresting more than 20 people. President Moïse accused them of plotting to kill him. He said those detained included a Supreme Court judge and a senior police officer. Opposition leaders condemned the arrests. Police and protesters clashed in the capital, Port-au-Prince. One protester had this to say.
Today, we do not recognise Jovenel as president because his mandate is over. According to the constitution and the electoral law, Jovenel's mandate is over. We condemn the kidnapping of all those accused of fomenting a coup against him. I'm demanding the release of those people quickly.
Mr. Moïse has repeatedly stated that his five-year term ends in February next year and not today. The EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says his recent visit to Moscow confirmed that the EU and Russia are drifting apart, warning that Europe stood at a crossroads in terms of how to respond. Mr. Borrell described moments of high tension with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, when calling for the immediate release of the jailed opposition figure, Alexei Navalny. Mr. Borrell said Russia seemed to view democratic values as an existential threat. World News from the BBC.